3JCA.
H. Gags.
Sir? So, yeah, so as soon as he calls, I should finish up with him today, I hope. If it's not the latest, it's tomorrow. But once I get him up and running, I'll be done with that. And then I'm going to take a break other than what you and I are working on.
You've been pretty steady at it the last month anyway.
So good, because it keeps my mind active and I'm doing something other than just laying here staring at four walls.
You just got to be careful not to get too overwhelmed with it, and then you don't want to do it because it's just too much.
Mr. Radio, I don't think I could ever get tired of it. I shouldn't say that. The only time I did get tired of that is right after I started working for the police department as a dispatcher. There was like 2 months I didn't even want to get on the radio.
Imagine spending all day at work. That's kind of like making your hobby your job, and it ruins it for you.
Yeah, that it does. Sally's over here. She commented. She's like, I'll tell you when you had enough radio.
We're up at 5:30 in the morning. You might tell you a little sooner.
So, but I figure if she goes to bed early enough, then she can get up early enough, because she usually gets up and makes her coffee.
She hit you over the head with something by now, she's probably not going to.
Necessarily, Patrick. Oh, I love her. I wouldn't trade her in for anything.
I'm glad to hear it. And you two seem to be good for each other from what I can tell.
Because we met online. And we actually met a year before that. But we know, like, when you, I don't know if you've ever been on a dating service, whatever. But it's like my system got a wink from her and I gave her a wink. But then when I realized she was out of state, at that time I didn't believe in long-term stuff, you know, over the distances. And like a year come around and she popped back up again in my database. And it was like, you know what, let me give this a shot. And we started talking and we just hit it off.
No, I've never been on one of those. I got married when I was 20, just before I turned 21, and been married ever since.
The birth of you. Yeah, I was married by 2021 also, and when I had my accident, she couldn't accept the fact that I lost a leg. Of course, at that particular time, people were telling her that I was going to be like an invalid, crippled, and need 24-hour care, and they didn't know that I was going to be determined to get back up on my one foot and walk and do stuff. And so, needless to say, the marriage only lasted 8 years, but I look at it this way. We're still friends. We still talk, you know, on Facebook and so forth like that. So it's in the past and so forth. I just moved on, KA3JCA.
It's always good when you can still at least be social with everybody and get along that way. You don't have to be friends, but at least be social with one another. I don't know if your other daughter was from that marriage or not, but that definitely makes a difference there.
Daughter was after that first marriage and so forth like that. It's a friend and I hooked up, and basically we just ended up consoling kind of each other, and that was Anne-Marie. So Anne-Marie is like 5 years older than Ashley. So, Anne-Marie will be 32 this year.
Well, like I said, at least y'all are still talking and there for your daughter.
Hey, I saw her for a while that when she was younger, but then by the time she turned 16, even though I got to see her 2 weeks out of the summer, she applied for a job and got her first job, and she called me one day and she said, Dad, do I have to come down because I got my job now? And I said, I'll leave that up to you. And she made her choice. She wanted the money and the hours to work. So I saw few and far trips with her coming to Florida. And then, of course, now she's basically on her own and moved to Connecticut and bought her own house.
Like I said, I come from a broken home, and things were not pleasant. We'll just leave it at that and not go into that one.
I understand that. And when you used the word blended before, the first thing that came to my mind was that TV show, or it's not a show, it's a movie. And it's called Blended too, Sally, right?
Blended, yeah.
Yeah, there's a movie called Blended with Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore. So it's hilarious.
That it is pretty funny.
That little map, so you kind of have an idea where Ashley works.
Hey, and Tuesday, I'm actually right there on Poinsett Highway, so I'm not too far away. If she could come meet me somewhere up in that area, and then if she don't mind, that would be great.
The map and show her. I know she gets an hour break for lunch, but I'm not sure where it's at. I don't know if they let them leave the building, per se, at lunchtime. But I told her, you know, don't work any overtime, or just tell them that, look, you have to pick something up for your dad, who's your part of my caregiving team. So she's going to get off right at 5, and then as soon as she tells me, I'll give you a call on the radio or the phone and see where you're at on the highway there, and I'll have her drive that way.
You can hang around a little while tomorrow and meet her. We're supposed to have our monthly Matco thing tomorrow, but I don't know if I'm going or not. It's just so far down there for me and getting in so late. So I don't know. I'll have to decide if I want to do it or not.
You're in Greenville, or is that in Columbia?
They're wanting to meet over at California Dreaming right there off of Pelham Road.
And Sally said she'll meet you at California Dreaming. She loves that place.
One time, and it was good, but I don't know. I won't say it was my favorite place.
We ate there once, too, and the food is okay. I won't say it's the best. I've eaten better, but the price is a little outrageous. Now, speaking of that, we went to, for our anniversary one year, we went to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, and I walked out of there with a bill over $300 for just three of us.
I've heard it was high, but I don't know. I just can't see anything that worth that kind of money.
You're paying for, I guess, the quality of the beef and the service. And they treat you like royalty there, or at least they did us that night. And but the steak, I think I had one of those Texas cowboy steaks, one of those, like, 32-ounce steaks that I forget what Sally, I think Sally had chicken, and I forget what Ashley had. But it was a very, very good cut of meat. Had some nice marbling to it, not a lot of extra gristle or fat on it. So that, and of course, the bottle of wine or champagne, whatever we bought, was a big portion of the bill, too. So it was just one of those things that...
Everything's a la carte.
Yeah, that was it, too. That she said everything was a la carte. So you bought your meat, then if you wanted one or two vegetables, you bought it, and then sometimes one vegetable might serve two people, so you had to buy either two orders to get it, or especially, like, I like green beans, so I could eat a whole thing of green beans myself.
Four HKX. Well, I can say I've never been, I guess it's just always been too highfalutin for me, I guess, I don't know. Just never been to anything like that.
Another one over there near California Dreaming, I believe. I think it's called the Chop House or Chop House 57. I'm trying to remember. It's been such a while. We had a friend tell us about that I've wanted to try. But, again, that place is a little pricey, too. But I do it only for rare occasions, like our anniversary or maybe a Valentine's Day. I used to like going to the place over there in Greenville, there next to the theater, What was it called, Sally?
Tucanos.
Tucanos. It's a Brazilian type place where they bring the meats to you right to your table and carve it right there. And you have the buffet bar with your salads and sides, and you go up and help yourself to what you want. KA3JCA.
To one of those down in Colombia, the Matco group did for Christmas one year. And that place, you can hurt yourself real quick in there.
And Ashley liked it because that was her first experience with grilled pineapple. So now when I fire up the Blackstone and stuff like that, she wants me to take some pineapple and brown sugar and kind of to grill it for her. But I like putting it on an open pit or whatever and then rotating it and then slicing it off. That's the best part about it. So, well, I'm going to run here for a second. Sally just got up and I'm going to enjoy a cup of coffee with her and so forth. And we'll be on here monitoring and probably catch you throughout the day, sir. KO4HKX, KA3JC, it'll be clear on yours.
Say, have a good cup of coffee there and enjoy your morning. Miss Sally, be careful on that long trip to work. KO4HKX, y'all be careful. I'm clear.